daf test. So we got to the last line. We didn't get to, but we're up to. I'll begin the last line of Chesam and Beis. The Gemara says, Ahu Gavra. Does that work for everybody? Ahu Gavra? Okay. Ahu Gavra, the Hava Kamazvein, a certain person who would sell his Chomei Pischaisa. What's Chomei Pischaisa? It was some type of a chain that had glass rings hanging on it. He'd walk around, seemingly around his neck, advertising all the different glass shapes and colors that he had on this necklace. So Asiya, this is a lady came up to him. Amrlei habli chad shucha. I would like one of these chains of glasses. So Amrla, he says to her, if I give it to you, I would like you to marry me. This is going to be the kesef kedushin, the shava kesef, in order to marry me. Amrlei, so she says to him, have mehave, give it to me. So when she says, does it mean give it to me and I'll marry you, or just give it to me? I'm not interested in marrying you. I just want that glass. So Amr Rav Chama says, kol hava mehava lav klum. That lashon of hava mehave, that doesn't count as kedushin. She doesn't say I'm willing to get married. That simply means she wants just the glass chain, nothing more than that. So then the Gemara says, Ahu gavra dehava kashasi chamer bechanusa. A man was drinking beer in a store, in a bar, and Asiya, a lady comes along and says, Amrilei havli chad kasa. So she says to the store, the bartender, please give me a cup of beer. So Amrullah, he says to her, if I give it to you, I'll give you this glass of beer if you marry me through this with this shava kesef. Amrullah, so she says to him, Ashkuim Ashkin, I'd like to drink. So Amrav Chama, kol Ashkuim Ashkin lav klumhum. That doesn't mean she wants to drink in exchange for marriage. She means she just wants to drink. The double ashen, I want to drink, means I just want to drink and nothing more than that. Ahu gavra dehava kashadi tamer medikli. These people must have been very desperate. A random lady comes up to him and just keep offering to get married. So ahu gavra dehava kashadi tamer medikli. There's a guy standing on top of a date tree, just throwing down dates, and he's going to hopefully collect them on the bottom. So I'll say, hahi issa. So a lady comes along and she gets hungry. Amalei, shadi li tarti, please send me down two dates. Amalei, he says to her, I'll make a deal with you. Isha dina leich, if I throw you down two dates, mekachili, you have to marry me. Amalei, she says, shadi mishte, throw down to me. So Amar Rav Zvid, this too, kol shadi mishte lav klumu, meaning just throw me down the dates and leave me alone. I don't want to get married to you. So this is the third story in a row that says this idea. So the Gemara says, ibai lehu hav ashki v'shade mahu. Let's say she says only one. She doesn't double the language. She says one, give ashki, drink, shade, throw. She doesn't say the double lashem. So maybe that means give it to me in exchange for marriage. Throw it to me, I'll drink in exchange for marriage. But if you say, I want to drink with a double lashon, that's really her convincingly saying that I'm only interested in drinking, nothing more. But when it's only said one time, that's the suffix here. So mahu. Amar Avina, Ravina says, mikudeshes, that means she's willing to accept the beer or the date in exchange for marriage. That's a good kedushin, according to Ravina. Rav Sama bar Raksa Amar Taga Demalka Eina mikudeshes. That's his name, Taga Demalka. He was, Rashi says, Bekesar Melech Nishba. He swore by the crown of the king that definitely is not going to be a good Kedushin. Hilchasa, what's the bottom line here? Ein Mekudeshes, it is not a good Kedushin, even if she just says the word once, drink, give, and throw. Hilchasa, Shirai Lo Tzricha Shuma, going back to the other daf a couple days ago. We had the Machlokas Rabbi Rav Yosef when he gave her silk to get married, but he didn't say the value. Do you have to assess it? We possibly, you do not have to assess the value. Hilchasa Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi tells us who's Rabbi Eliezer. Three narrow lines down. Damar leel chesam alaf hitzkat shili b'mana, married me with a mana v'nasan ladina, but he only gives her a dinar, less than a mana. Harezim mikudeshes v'yashlim, that's a good kedushin, but he has to pay off the remaining amount, the balance for the mana. And one more, the Gemara says Hilchasa Kirava Amar Rav Nachman. Who's Rava Amar Rav Nachman? So Rashi tells us Rava Amar Rav Nachman Damar Leil earlier Mana Ein Kan Mashkon Ein Kan. If he tries to give money and instead gives a mashkon and the collateral and uses that as kedushin, we pass him that does not work either. As an interesting Tosas, we're not going to read through the whole thing here, but just look at the Ramaschal V'Hilchasa. Tosas says V'im Tomer Amai Itzrich Lifsok Kiraba Legavir of Yosef. Why does the Gemara have to say outright here that we pass like Rabba over of Yosef? We have a Mefurish Gemara Baba Basra, Paskinan Hilchasa Kiraba Bar Misada Inyon Umechsa. We always pass like Rabba with the exception of Sada Inyon Umechsa, three different cases. So that's the general rule. We always pass like Rabba, so why mention it here? So he quotes that Yesh Mefarshim Dehainu Dafka Bimili De Baba Basra. When that Gemara in Baba Basra says we pass like Rabbah in all cases, that means that all halachas that appear in Baba Basra only in that Masechta, but outside of that we don't have such a cloud. Now that's, we don't ever have that type of a cloud. We have Rav and Shmuel Bedinim versus Isser, a different category, but we never have in one Masechta, to my knowledge at least. So he rejects this, and he has a whole long discussion of what exactly, why the Gemara has to say we're passing like Rabbah specifically here, even though that's the general rule. Okay, back to the Gemara now. Halfway down, two dots. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan. Bishtar Ketzat Kasavlo. When it comes to using shtar as a way of doing Kedushim, how exactly, what do you write on the shtar? So Al HaNiyar, you write on the Niyar, or Al Cheres, or a piece of pottery, earthenware, anything that you could actually write on, even though it's not worth anything, or it's worth less than a pruta, you write, Bitcha Mikudeshishli, the husband is saying, the husband-to-be is saying, your daughter is going to be married to me. He says, Bitcha Muresisli, she'll be engaged to me. Bitcha Li Le. Now, so all those three languages, but he's doing the writing that your daughter is going to be in my possession. Hareza Mikudeshish, that's a good kedushin for shtar. So Maskevla, Rabbi Zeir asks the question, Bar Mimamel, Ha, Lodami, Hai Shtar L'Shtar Zvine. So it's not similar to a shtar zvini of a sale. Why? Hasam, when it comes to a shtar mecher, mocher kasavla, the one who's giving over, in this case, the father, is the mocher, he's selling his daughter. So in the case of a land, any property, the mocher writes it, kasavla, sadai mechulacha, my field's going to you. Hacha baal kosev, but here the one who's acquiring, the lokeach, the baal's writing, kosev bitcha mikudash li, it's coming to me. So it seems to be inconsistency. Different shtaros should be, they should all be the same. So Amar Rava, Rava explains, Hasam min yana dekra, v'hacham yana dekra. No, just because they're both shtaros, one's a shtar mecher, one's a shtar kedushin, doesn't mean they have the same halachas. It depends on the context. One context, one pasuk is referring to from the perspective of the lokeach, and the other pasuk is talking about the perspective of the mocher. Let's see. Hasam, because when it comes to shtar mecher, it's written in the pasuk, tells us in Vayikra, u'machar mechuzaso, and he sells his achuz, he sells his property. So b'mocher tal rachmana, it depends on the mocher. So he writes, I'm giving my field over to you. Hacha, because when it comes to kedushin, ki kach baal, the baal is acquiring, he's being lokeach here, so tala rachmana, baal tala rachmana. The Torah is dependent on the baal, the husband. It says ki kach ish, as isha. So the baal is the one who's performing the mice and doing the writing. The Gemara says, wait a second, okay, that's very nice, but Hasam Nami, even in the regards to a Mechira, we also have Hasam Nami Ksiv Sados Bekesev Yiknu, that a person acquires a field. So if he acquires a field, it should be from the perspective of Lokeach, the Baal, if you will. So we could have a consistency. Gemara says, Karibe Yikanu. So the actual pasuk says, Sadeh Bekesef Yiknu, that they will buy, but I guess they're reading it as Yikanu, that it should be given over, being makna over to different tents. You're being makna over, so that's the mocher is being Yikana over, if you will. So Gemara says, Mai Taima Karisi Be Yikanu. Why does it say being Lashon of makna over? Mishum Dechsev Umachar. So because it says mocher, and he would sell, so we don't have consistency of always from the perspective of the mocher. So Gemara says, Hachanami, it's here too also, Karibe, ki yukach, let's read it as yukach, as she's being bought, as opposed to he's buying, dechsev as biti nasati li shazen, that she's being given over by the father. So it seems to be, it's not so clear that you could just change a word and change it to your liking to fit other psukim. So that can't be the reason why we have the shtar kedushin from the perspective of the Lokeach and Shar Mechir from the perspective of the Mocher. Ella, Amar Rava. Rava says Hilchasa Ninu. It's really a halacha Hilchasa. The Hilchasa sometimes means a Misora, sometimes it means halacha Moshe Mesinai. So Rashi says here Hilchasa Ninu means a Moshe Mesinai. Apparently, there's a Misora that dates back to Kabbalah Satorah, the Moshe Rabbeinu had, that you write it from the Kedushin from the perspective of the husband. A Mechir goes from the perspective of the Mocher. And Vas Mechin Rabbanan Akra, the Chacham simply found the Smachdas to rely on this concept, but it's not really sourced in the Torah. It's not really based on the Pesukim. That's first explanation. Second explanation is Vibay Same. Alternatively, Gemara suggests Hasam Namiksiv Vekach a Sefer HaMakne. And they buy the Sefer HaMakne. Sefer HaMakne is from the perspective of the Mocher. It's called the actual document. The other context referring to who's viewed as the buyer, who's viewed as the seller. But we call the actual Shtar Sefer HaMakne. It's called the Sefer that's being makne over, that's being given over. So therefore, when it comes to Shtar Mechir, we give it from the perspective of the Makne / the Mocher.
When he gives over the Shtar Kedushin, he doesn't have to say anything? He just gives it over and the Lashon's written in it, but he doesn't say anything?
Correct. There's a Rashi on the Mishnah. He had said something about this. And I think there's a Rashi in the Rif also, maybe even. Rashi says, he said, when it comes to Kesef, you have to do the Amira. When it comes to the Shtar, he says, you write on the Shtar, simply, Hariyat Mekudesh Li, but there's no statement here. When there's a beer, there's an Amira as well. I seem to recall maybe the Rif in the back, you have on the Rashi in the Rif, maybe he says that Shtar requires an Amira. You don't have the Rif? Oh, you don't have the Rif. I'll look quickly here. There is a riff on the Kedushin, Rash in the riff, which says something important about Amira. I thought it had to do with... I don't see it here. Okay, I'll look.
I should have the riff here, but...
But
I was going to say, because we saw in Daf Hey that by Gerushin, when he gives over... he does say something. There's an Amira there.
Uh-huh.
We compared that to Kesef, that... if he uses these Lashonos, that's good. If he uses these Lashonos, it's not. And we learn Yatzav Haisa, and that's where we're learning Shtar by Kedushin. So I think you need a mirror by Kedushin.
I hear. So maybe you do that. But it's interesting that Rashi doesn't point it out there in the beginning when he's pointing out the other ones do require an Amira.
And the
question
fact
is why
that Gemara is saying here that the Lashon you put in the Shtar Kedushin is what you say by Kesef.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you don't. I mean, from the Pasha, just reading the Gemara, doesn't sound...
You have to say anything, and the question is, why not? Why is Gidon requiring Amira, and Erison does not require an Amira? Okay, I don't know. Okay, the Gemara says now, we're at the Amar Rava, around seven lines up. Amar Rav Nachman, Kasev lo al haniyar, o al acheres, afa pishen bo shavaputa, bitcha mekudeshes li, bitcha mureses li, bitcha leinaso, bein ay de avia, bein ay de atma, whether or not it's doing the engagement through the father, through herself, mikudeshes mi b'daito, it's mikudeshes from her das, v'hu shelo bagra, it's only as long as she has not reached the age of bogeris, which we said was 12 and a half. So the Gemara says, kasav la al haniyar, ewa halacheres, apa pi shein bashava pruta, hari am mikudeshes li, hari la naso, hari am meareses, hari li mikudeshes, bein aide avia, bein aide atzma, midaita from her das this time, as opposed to the previous one was his das, this is her das, fushe bagra. So again, the text that's being used, if it's hare at, you are, versus hare bitcha, if she's below the age of 12 and a half, so then you do hare bitcha, you're speaking to the father, but it has to be the father's das. Whether she's accepting it or he's accepting it, it has to be his das. If it's that she's a bulgaris over the age of 12 and a half, then you speak to her, hare at, you are engaged to me, and it's based on her das. So there's a different text that's being used. Gemara now says, last two lines of the Amud here, Bai Rabbi Shimon ben Lachish, Shtar Eirusin Shekasru Shalo Lishma Maho. So this is going to maybe answer some of your questions. How far are we willing to take? What's Halacha? If you write the Shtar Eirusin, not Lishma, you have a sofer just writes, you know, a general name. It's Reuven and Sarah. It's Reuven and Sarah. And it happens to be this Reuven and Sarah who are getting engaged. Here, take the document. It's all yours. There's no Lishma. Is that going to work? Do we say, Havayos Liatzios Makshinon? As we've been saying, V'yotz V'hayisa, so we connect all Kedushin to Gerushin. So Ma Yitzia, just like Yitzia, which is Gerushin, Tzricha Yitzia Be'inan Lishma, has to have Lishma. It's a Din Deraisa. Af Havayon Be'inan Lishma, so too, Kedushin requires Lishma. Odim, or perhaps we say Havayos Lahadadi Makshinan, or we connect Kedushin within each other, which is means Ma Havaya the Kasev Lo Bainin Lishma, just like Kasev doesn't require the Shema, meaning you don't have to have the coins minted Lishem this Kedushin. Obviously, the coin just go through the from person to person. There's no Lishma when a coin is initially made. Af Havayos Dishar Lo Bainin Lishma. So too, when creating the document, there's no need for Lishma. So the Gemara answers, Basa Debai, after he asked the question, Hadar Pasha, he answered his own question. How? He said, Havaya Litzia Makshinan, Damakrov Yatzav Haisa, he favored the connection to Gerushin, and therefore he thought that one would require the Shema. If it was written Shelo Shema, it would be possible. So Gemara said, Itmar, it was stated, Kasvu Lishma, Vashlol Midaita, let's say it was written Lishma. It was written for that woman. You knew that this guy wanted to marry her. He wrote a sofer, overheard them going out. They're most likely going to get engaged. Let me write the document now. But it wasn't with her das. Now, it sounds like it was with his das, but not with her das. So Rashi just explained to Shalom Daita, Kodem Haksiva Lo Nimhechba. Before he wrote it, before the sofa wrote it, maybe it's even before the husband wrote it, let's say the husband wrote it, he didn't really ask her if it was okay with her. He said, by the way, you know, I wrote this document. I thought we'd get married. So I just, I wanted to save some time. Here's a document that I wrote already. So she said, well, that's a bit presumptuous of you. So is that going to work? U'begdolakai, referring to gedola, v'hu adim b'ktanav anara l'shma v'shlo medayat aviyah. Or if it's written, the father never consented, never agreed to this. So those cases, can you write it before she knew about this? Does the hayatev her das for the writing as well? L'shma is certainly necessary. Is the das necessary? That's the shaila. So it seems to me that it would be simply that you wouldn't have to have the das. By gerushin, you don't need das. She doesn't have to know about the document. She just has to be written l'shma, but she doesn't have to know about it when it was written. So that's what the Gemara says.
Isn't gerushin also about karcha?
It's also about karcha, that's true. So maybe that would be a different. So maybe in this case, the ksiva would require das. But what would the source be? Why would you need ksiva? Let's see. So the Gemara says, Rava Ravina, Amri Mikudeshes, it's good. You don't need her das to write the get. Rav Papa, Rav Shravia, Amri, Aina Mikudeshes, it doesn't work. Amr Papa Ema Taima Didu. Ema Taima Didi, I'll say my own reasoning. Ema Taima Didu, their reasoning why they say it, you don't need her das to write it. So Gerishin's the model. So just like Gerishin, you don't need her das to write it. So then it's so to hear, you don't need her das to write the Erishin. Now Rapapa is going to say, Ve'ema Taima Didi, and my svara is, you need the das of the makna for yitzia. The husband's the makna. He's giving her over back to her own rishus. So too, the writing of the erisin needs the das of the makna, which is either herself or her father, that she's giving herself over, or the father's giving his daughter over to her. And that's lacking if they're not familiar, not aware what's going on. So Gemara asks a kasha from a brayso, Meisive, Ein and Kosvin Shtari Eirusin V'Nisun Elami Dashneim. Very mefurish. You need both a das of the husband and the wife to be before writing an Eirusin and Nisun document. My love Shtari Eirusin V'Nisun Mamish. Taken literally, of course. So therefore, it's a question. You need a das for both of them. Gemara says, Lo Shtari Psiksa Uchtrav Gidal Amarav. What's Shtar Psiksa? So the Amarav Gidal, the Amarav Kama Tanotin Levincha Kach V'Kach. Where the parents are starting to make an agreement, how much money they're going to give the children to help support them along the way. So this one says, I'm going to give my son X amount of dollars. And the other side is going to say, I'm going to give our daughter X amount of dollars. Bikitshu, and they get married. These are acquisitions. These are agreements that are made, that are binding, based on simply this statement. And it's a statement that's really, ends up, it's not really a mirror, it's really a star, but there's no formal kinin that's taking place. But this is a... Rashi explains, Yibamira, below Kinnin, there's no Kinnin here. Shekedushin hein gemar hadavar. When the Kedushin is complete, then this agreement kicks in. If they never get engaged, so then this wouldn't kick in. Rashi explains, Dibahi hana deka mechasne yadade gamri makni. The hana that they have, that the children are marrying each other, so both sides, both parents are willing to help support them along the way, and that's their commitment. Ubaosin hatanayim kamar sha'idim ein rashayin lichtav alem shtar elamidaitam. They can't write any document. It's just an agreement that they have that's alpe velo kimilva b'shtar. So either way, that's when it refers to here that you need the das, you need the consent of both families, both parents, both parties, in order for this to go through. But this has nothing to do with a regular shtar erisin, whether or not you need midash name or not. And therefore, there is no raya or kasha in either direction. That's machlokas. Gemara now says the two dasu babia. So we never saw before, even though we had mentioned of this, Gemara never straight out asked Minalan, how do you know that Bia works as the third way of performing Kedushin? So Amar Rabbi Yebohu, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar Kala Pasuk says that Bu Las Baal, Milamed Shenase La Baal, Al Yedei Bi'ila. What's the Lashon? Bu Las Baal. You become a Baal, you become a husband through Bi'ila, through Bia. Bia is what makes a husband. So we see that Kedushin can be performed through Bia. So Amali Rabbi Zeira, Rabbi Zeira asks the Rabbi Yebohu, and others say, Amrila Rabbi Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, he asks, Kurazu Shoshana, is it so ugly? Is it so disgusting that which Rebbe taught us? We have another source. Why are you creating a new source? Rebbe already taught us the source of Kedushin Bia. Ubala Milamech and Nikkens Babia. Very mefurish pasuk. Ubala. The Bala Lashon Bia, that creates Kedushin. Why do you have to find Bulas Bala as the second one? So Gemara says, Imi Hasim, had we had the pasuk of Ubala, Hava Amin, I would have thought Adam Kadesh Vahadir Bala. Maybe you need a Kedushin through Kesef or Shtar, and then you need Bia afterwards. We don't know that it's viewed as an independent Kedushin. It might be an additional requirement. You need two stages for Kedushin. You need Shtar or Kesef for stage one, and Bia stage two. Kamash Malom, we learn from Ubulas Baal that no, Bia, Bi'il alone, is able to create a Baal. So the Gemara asks, Maskevla, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel, Imkain, if that's the case, Nara Hamurasa, Damarachmana Beskila, Heich Mishkachasla. How do you ever create a case of a Nara Murasa, a woman who's a girl who's engaged? and she's engaged, she's a murasa, she's with another man, the iser, she gets a chi of skila there. She's married, she's ready to nisuin, eshes ish, there's an iser, the onesh is chenek, but when she's murasa, when she's only engaged, it's a more severe punishment, namely that of skila. So the Gemara wants to know, how do you ever have a case of a nara murasa who gets skila? Why, what's the problem? She gets engaged, and she's with another man, and she gets skila. So the Gemara says, "I de'aktish v'hadar b'ayil v'ulahi." If there's kedushin and then afterwards there's bia, she's a full-fledged bula. Right? The halacha is that nara murasa has to be when she's still a basula. So if there's kedushin and bia, so she's a bula, she doesn't qualify. I de'aktish v'lo b'ayil. If there's kedushin but there is no bia, lav klumhu. It doesn't work. So now this question, I'm not sure what the question is right now. Hold on. Let's look at Rashi. Why can't we simply say that there's kedushin with the kesef and shtar? Ah. Right, the Gemara is asking in the Havamina. Well, the Havamina says that, look at Rashi, imkain. If God's case, imkain, the hachi kamar kra, the ba'inan kesef ubia, ubala bialo makache, how could that even be a Havamina? I mean, why do you need the second pasuk uvulas baal? You would have thought from uva'ala, you need two stages. You never would have thought that. Because Uvala, if the Havamina was that every single Kedushin needs a Bia afterwards, so then that means that if she'll never have an Nara Murasa, because to create Erisin you need Kesef and Bia, well, she's not a Bula anymore. You need to, Nara Murasa needs to be a Basula.
She would never be,
exactly.
Never be engaged.
Exactly. And if she doesn't have Bia, then this is according to the Havamina, there's no Kedushin, so she's never a Murasa.
I thought the Havamina was saying that the Bia had to be to finish it after the Kesef, not that that was to finish the Kedushin.
Right, that's to finish the Kedushin. The Kedushin is only created with the Kesef plus
Bia.
So if there's no Bia, so she's not Mureses. If there is Bia, then there's not a Basula. So you can never have a Nara Murasa that's a Basula. So the Gemara says, and there, if that's the case, so you don't need the second pasuk of Bulas Baal. Uvala should be enough that it clearly can't mean as a second stage of Kedushin. It could be an independent head stage.
You couldn't have like the Sota thing? You're in the foolish room for 7 minutes, so you're...
No, but that you need to create a situation.
You're
exactly. We're talking about we need Maisa Mamish Bia to create the Kedushin, at least in this Havamina. So the Gemara says, Ida Akdish, so rather, Amu Rabbanan, Rabbanan say, Kame de Abaye, they say in front of Abaye, Mishka Achazla, we can find the case, Kigon Shebo Alea, Arish Shlokadarka. If there's Bia Shlokadarka, so we're saying that qualifies as Uvala in terms of the Bia's Kedushin, but still, she still remains a Basula. So that's a Nar Hamarasa, because the Bia's there, but she's still a Basula, because it's Shlokadarka. So answer, the Gemara responds back now, Amr Le Abaye, Ad kan lo pligi rabbi rabbanon ela be'acher. That's only true with regards to somebody else. Aval baal divrei hakol im baaleh shlokadarka asa bula. When the baal, the husband, is the one doing the bia shlokadarka, that will make her into bula. That will remove her status of being a basula. Even though it wasn't bosa malkum, even though it wasn't kadarka, she still loses the status of a basula. So we still have a problem. Samahi, how do you know that? What's the source that there's a difference between Acher versus the Baal, whether Shlokadarka makes her into Ba'ula or not? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, Bo Aleha Asara Nashim, Vedain Hi Basula. If 10 men are with her, is she still considered Basula? Kulam Beskila. So we're talking about a Nara Murasa right now. And if she'd been with 10 different men, so each of the men, and herself included, are Chayv and Skila. So Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, Omer Ani, my humble opinion, I think, Harishon Beskila. Only the first guy is Chayvin Bia, Chayvin Skila, because after that she's now a Bula, she's no longer a Basula anymore. So all the remaining ones, now she's considered an Ashesis, or she's not a Naram Rasa HaBasula. So there's an Ishachanek that kicks in. So what's the case here? So Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, so I think that's already the response. Right, so that's the explanation. The explanation is that they're arguing about whether Bia Shalokadaka from another man makes her a Bula or not. Tanakama thinks it does not make her Bula. Since it was Shalokadarka, so therefore she still has the status of a Basula. And Rebbe thinks that there's a difference. From an Acher, it will make her into a Bula.
But everybody agrees by if it's the Baal.
It will make her into
Bula.
Exactly.
So that can't be an answer, Shalokadarka.
Right. So Gemara now says another suggestion, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mishkachas Lo Kigon Shekid Shebishtar. If using shtar, hold the gomer motzi, gomer machnis. When it comes to, when we said suggestion above, that you require two stages of something, kedushin and bia, that was only kesef kedushin, plus the beer. But if he takes the avenue using a shtar, the shtar has the ability on its own to complete the kedushin, and you don't need to be afterwards. So if he engages a woman through shtar, that is viewed as a nara marasa, and she's also basula. That's Rav Nachman's suggestion. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, ahai bala mai avile. So what does Rabbi Yochanan do with uvala? I mean, if you have the ready the drasha of a bulas baal, that's alone that you become a baal through v'ila. So what do you do with the pasuk uvala? It's seemingly extra. So the Gemara says, ahu mi baile. The word uvala is needed to teach us zu nikes bebia vein ama hivya nikes bebia. That only vala bia works in the world of kedushin, but it does not work in ama hivya. A master cannot acquire an Am Ivriya to be his Am Ivriya through a through Bia. Mara says, Sakadaita Khamina, I would have thought, Taysim a Kavachomer, I would have thought that maybe it should work for an Am Ivriya through a Kavachomer, Miyavama, Mayavama, Shay Niknes Bekasav, Niknes Bibia. We know Yavama can't be acquired through Kesav, but can be acquired through Bia. Zu, Nam Ivriya, Shay Niknes Bekasav, and you know, didn't Shay Niknes Bibia? So certainly it should also be able to be acquired through Bia. Therefore, we learn that no, Uvala, only Kedushin Bia works, but doesn't work for Am Ivriya. Whereas, what kind of Kal V'Chomer are you bringing from Yivama? My Yivama, Shekein Tzikuk of Amedis. Yivama, we understand why Bia would work, because there's a certain connection that's drawn. The moment the husband dies without children, there's a direct line that's drawn from the widow to the brother-in-law. Am Ivriya and the master, there's no previous relationship. To have a Havamina, that Bia should create Kedushin is very strange. So the Gemara says, Sakadat Echamina, I would have thought, Hol the chasav, since it's written imacheres yikachla, if someone else takes imacheres yikachla, let's read the whole pasuk here for a second. Sheakusa vonasa lo yigra. So Gemara says hekesha hakasav lacheres. It's connecting the Am Ivriya to another person. Macheres, just like nacheres mikne bibia. Who's the acheres here? The woman who is being engaged. By Rashi, it says an ishto. Just like an acheres, an isha, can be acquired through bia. If Am Ivriya mikne bibia, you would think also an Am Ivriya can be acquired through bia. Kamashman uvala, bia only works in the world of kedushin. It doesn't work anywhere outside of kedushin. That's how Rabbi Yochanan understands the word uvala. Gemara now says, Rabbi, hi svar minali. How does he know? Now he uses both psukim. He uses uvulas baal uvala. He used both those psukim to teach me that bia's kedushin works. How does he know that bia's kedushin bia does not work by Am Ivriya? So Minala, how does he know? So Gemara says, "Im kein lichtav rachmana uval umai vaala." Uval would have taught us enough. Uvala, the extra hey is an extra hey to teach us shmamina tarti, to teach us two things. One is bia works for kedushin, and number two is bia does not work for Am Ivriya. Now Gemara says, "Ulurav," according to Rava, "Damer bar ahini asvili." So Rava says, "But is it a good stopping point, or no? We should go a little further. Keep right there." I'm not worried about Adam, I'm worried about myself. So Gemara says, Ularava, Damar Bar Ahine. So Rava says, he quotes from a certain person whose name was Barhina, Asbir li, explain to me, Ki yikach ish isho uvala. What does the pasuk mean? Kedushin ha mesurin lebiya havi kedushin. Kedushin shein mesurin lebiya lo havi kedushin. The kedushin only is going to be effective if it's something that will lead to biya. If it's something that will not lead to biya, it will not be effective. So what does that mean? So he's using the word uvala, teaching us that again. Uvala is being used; is no longer available for the previous drasha. It's using for the probably referring to chubas nida. Is that what they're saying it means here? Let's see. The Rashi says we're referring to a situation where there's an iser. There's an iser of bia with one of the arayos. It doesn't work like that. So if it's being used for the pasuk, ma'ik the memer, what could you have? Does he know now the svar that bia doesn't work for Am Ivriya? So the Gemara says, imkei nichtov kra ovala. It should say o, or my u with the vav uvala. That should, it really could have been o. Why u? Gemara tells us, shmamina kula. We learn all these different joshas from these extra letters. So now the Gemara says, virebi hai bulas baal my avile. What does he do from the word bulas baal? Hi, mi barle. It's needed. Baal osa osa bula shlokadarka. Vein acher osa osa bula shlokadarka. Only the husband can. Somebody else cannot. What does that mean? Someone else can. I mean, someone else cannot make her into bula through a bi shlokadarka. Only the husband himself can. But another man was with her. He violated her through shlokadarka. That will not make her into bula. She will still remain
bula. Still,
you still there? I think so. So Gemara says, wait a second. Umi yisle Rabbi Hai Svara. This Rabbi really holds in such a Svara. Doesn't it say, we learned above, Hatanya bo aleha, Asar Nashim Vadain Hibasula, the Tanakama held Bishloch Hadarka by an acher, she would still be considered a basula, and therefore Kulam Biskila, they all get skila because each time it's a Narmurasa who's a basula. Even though she was with another man before him, that was a Shloch Hadarka, that still she still maintained as a basula. But Rebbe argued, Rebbe Omerani Harisha Maskila, but Kulam Machenek. He thought, no, only the first one gets skila, but after the first one, since it was Shloch Hadarka, she has the din of a ba'ula now, even though it was an acher, and the other violators would have a chenek. So he doesn't hold to the svara of Shloch Hadarka by another man. So the Gemara says on the top here, Amar Rebbe Zera, Mo de Rebbe leaning Knas de Chula Mishalme. He agrees, when it comes to the penalty, everyone would pay. What does that mean? If you look at Rashi on the top here, Mo de leaning Knas, Afagab de leaning Ketala, even though when it comes to the Onesh, there's a distinction. He says a Bishloch Hadarka by an Acher does render her to be a Ba'ula, and the other violators will only get a Chenek. However, when it comes to Le'inin Rashi, Le'inin Knas, B'she'in Arusa, Modeh Dekulu Mishalme. In terms of the Knas that one would have to pay for Ones Umefateh, so that she still has a din of Basula for those halachas of penalties of him raping her or seducing her, those penalties, they would have to pay, even though she was with another man, Shiloh Kadarka, she still has a din. What?
It's not like a Kim Lake case.
No, we're talking different cases here of, the Gemara talks about the Kim Lake case, that he has to pay both amounts, that's one of the sources.
Paying a killed.
So either way, with regards to the Kanas, she still remains a Basula, only with regards to the Onesh is she now a Bula. So there's a distinction that Rebbe draws. So Gemara wants to know why. Why do you make such, it seems very arbitrary, such a distinction? Maishna miktala. Why is it different than katala? Why, when it comes to killing katala, we say there's a difference. A bishlo kadarka renders her a bula, and as opposed to kanas, it doesn't. So Gemara says, shiny hasam damakra umeis ha'ish ha'sheshachav ima levado. The man who sleeps with her levado. It's extra word levado to teach us that only the first violator gets the punishment of skila. All the additional violators get a lesser punishment of chenek. So that's the distinction. Should we read to the... That's okay. Rabbanan hai levada mai avdilei. What do they do with the word levado? So they say, mibarlei lichdatanya mesu gam shneim, that they both die, both he and her, in the case of namurasa. Ayachiyu shavim ke'echad divrei rabbi osha. They both have to be equal. What does it mean that they're both equal? So Rashi says, Shneim Shavim, three lines down, Bar Bnei Onshin, Lemute Gadol Haba Ketana. They both have to be of age, above 12 and 13 respectively, in order to be Chayv and Shneim. If one of them is underage, so then these halachas wouldn't necessarily apply. That's according to Rabbi Oshia. Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yonasan says, Omer, Umeis Ha'ish, Ashashachav Ima Levado. So he says, no, even if she's a Ketana, if he's a Gadol, he will get punishment, he will get skila, even though she is not getting skila. He does not require them to both be equal. So, Yochanan, hi svar minale. How does he know this svar? Which svar are we talking about here? Rashi says, the baal osa bula shokadarta minale. How does he know that a baal, if he's with the woman, his wife, shlokadarka, that will make her into a baula? So he says, im kei nichto rachma kra bulas ish, my bulas baal, shma minatarti. We learn two halachas from here. Okay, a lot of drushes again, but I did a lot of them.
So what he was in the Gabi Soita, the same dinner for his...